Rangatamariki's bosses have fronted up to the Waitangi Tribunal today to explain why Māori fare so badly in the state care system. The Tribunal's urgent inquiry is underway in Wellington. It comes just a day after the Chief Ombudsman released a scathing report into the Ministry, which found babies were routinely being removed from their whānau rather than in exceptional cases only. Tianiwa Hurihanganui reports.
Oranga Tamariki's chief social worker, Grant Bennett, struggled to talk through his tears today as he appeared before the tribunal. He acknowledged some of the ministry's failures, in particular its lack of involvement with whānau in its decision making, and says he understands from his own personal experience with the state why involving whānau is crucial.
I have a daughter. I'm fully responsible for her. You know, I don't want the state caring for her. Sorry. Oh. Yeah, I want my brother to look after her. My daughter also has a serious illness that requires medication that I couldn't fund. But the state is there to support me to do that, to be a better parent. So that's how I see it working for everybody.
This is the fifth inquiry into Oranga Tamariki since it tried to take a newborn baby from a Hawke's Bay mother's hospital bed last year, the story grabbing headlines and bringing the ministry under intense scrutiny. Mr Bennett says it's made some changes since then, including cases requiring additional checks before a without-notice application to remove a child can be signed off and partnerships with iwi. But he says social workers' jobs are incredibly difficult, and sometimes the public only sees half the picture.
The thing that social workers see on a day and day, you know, babies with broken femurs, babies meth addicted, children with multiple fractures. So I've seen social workers criticised for not visiting families, but the social worker was scared of the father. I've seen social workers rationalise poor decisions. I've seen people lose perspective of what's serious and what's not. I've seen people lose compassion. I just want to acknowledge the environment that social workers are working in.
The Ombudsman's own investigation into Oranga Tamariki found decisions to remove babies under a without-notice court order were often being made late without expert advice or whānau involvement. Social work lecturer Shane Walker, who also appeared before the tribunal as a Crown witness, says there are times Oranga Tamariki does not have the expertise or capacity to support whānau. He says multiple government agencies must be in the room when deciding whether to remove children from their parents.
The problems that Oranga Tamariki has is that it has the capacity to work with the individual rather than the broader disparity. Hence my list there of ministries, and those ministers need to be working with Māori in constructive ways to deal with those issues.
He says Oranga Tamariki is working hard to transform its practices.
They are attempting to move from assessment, surveillance, control and removal, and starting to see child protection in its capacities for real help and recovery. There are pockets of good practice, and I'm here today really because of the number of people I know in that organisation that sweat blood.
Oranga Tamariki's chief executive, Grania Moss, told the tribunal it's clear the ministry must continue to do better, but she says it's ultimately going to take support from other government agencies to ensure whānau do not need state intervention in the first place.
So actually just turning the tap off and not bringing them into care is not the answer, because we don't want to see more children dead, we don't want to see more children harmed. And what we want is our whānau and our Hapu and our iwi and our communities living in a different way where they no longer need state care.
She says the ministry is open to any recommendations by the Waitangi Tribunal. Mo te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko te aniwa, Hurihanganui, aho.